Holy shit. Welcome to the Lentz Pinball Podcast. The only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. Only recorded one time, but it is true that sometimes we shelf an episode and then move on to another. But the episodes are numbered in a way that the episode exists. It's just never released to the public. That's why yesterday's episode was Season 5, Episode 1. You little shits. Holy shit, welcome. This podcast is about three things. Number one, my dog, Harold. We went on a long walk this morning. I was in deep thought with Harold. He did two nice deuces. Now he's home sleeping. It's also about Gortlieb, the humanoid pickle. He's the mascot of Lentz Pinball. Lentz Pinball's little tiny pinball business on 92nd and Foster in deep southeast Portland. It's a historic neighborhood. It's beautiful. Third thing this podcast is about, it's about pinball. I love pinball. I do it a lot. I play it a lot. I'm pretty good. I'm getting better, too. I'm a sober guy. The longer I stay sober, the better I get at pinball. I think drinking's cool, though. Everybody who drinks should drink, and I support them. And even for the Halloween party, I made a real strong cocktail for all my pals that drink. I like hanging out with my drinking friends. It's not good for me, and it's definitely not good for my pinball game. But I don't know why I started talking about that. Sorry. Today, we're talking about Death.Flip. Death.Flip is the not-for-profit project that I run. Here's the skinny. We take a local artist, we take a local screen printer, and then local pinball, that's me, I'm the pinball, connects them to a local nonprofit. The local artist takes art from a pinball machine from the 70s, from the 80s, cool art. They re-envision it in a different style. The idea is that they make the cover of a heavy metal album from that art. The printer then does limited screen prints of the art in black, white, and red. And then I sell the prints, and the profits go to the nonprofit. So a local printer gets money, a local artist gets money, and a local nonprofit gets money. The pinball guy fronts all the money for the project and has a bunch of fun meeting printers and meeting artists and making cool shit. Well, head's fucking up. Death.Flip number two, I just picked it up from the printer. I was worried that it wasn't going to look that good. I thought the art might be small on the page. The black, white, and red was stressing me out because the piece is really a cool, colorful piece. It's Transport of the Rescue mixed with Garfield. A guy named Mike Neeson did the art. It came out so fucking cool. It's so fucking cool. Pardon my language. It's really, really cool. I got a couple of test prints that the printer did that I'm going to the art store right now. I'm going to buy some. I've never done watercolor like on a professional level, and I won't be doing it on a professional level here. I'll tell you that much right now. But I've never used like good supplies, and I want to watercolor a couple of these test prints and see how they come out, because I think it could look fucking dope. And maybe I charge a little bit more for one of these prints watercolored. So I'm going to work on that tonight, and I'm also going to go to a pinball tournament at Scoreboard. I'm so fired up, though, over this print. I was worried, which I get worried about shit. I'm like, is it going to turn out cool? Me? Do people like me? Me? They do, and the prints are going to turn out great, and they did. Holy shit, wait till you see these things. And the nonprofit this time around is the Pixie Project. It's where I adopted my dog, Harold, from. I love them. I'm doing the math on everything, and the total amount sold will be $1,000 if I charge $25 a print, which is what I charged last time. I think that's what I'm going to charge. I haven't gotten the bill from the printer yet. I paid the artist already. And I think we'll be right in the range of half the money going to the artist and the printer, half the money going to the nonprofit, and me not getting a dime, but having to move stuff around and deliver prints and all that stuff. I'm going to take a page out of an artist that I've seen on Instagram's playbook. I think you say it, Monoman. I'm supposed to get one of the little figures soon. I hope I do. Shout out to that person. they have a cool project. I need to read more about it so I can talk more about like the details of it. Maybe I'll talk about it on the podcast and read about it. But they do a thing where they schedule a pickup location, and anybody who buys one can meet there and pick up their print. Genius. Me mailing these around, dropping them off to people, it's pretty dumb. And the shipping costs a bunch of money. I didn't actually think about how much the shipping should cost, and I charged people a flat rate, and it was a lot more. And it's fine. I don't mind losing money. I think of it as more money going to the nonprofit. But I felt dumb. I felt goofy to spend 10 bucks of my own money to mail a print to somebody who's supporting a nonprofit, even though I love them for doing it. And the last run, Death.Flip 1 was pretty cool. Death.Flip 2 is even cooler. The art for Death.Flip 3 is so dope, y'all. We haven't even picked a nonprofit yet. And then the artist for Death.Flip 4 is a local pinball community person who does really interesting kind of different stuff. So, I don't know. This whole Death.Flip thing was an idea that came out of anger for the big, beautiful bill and me wanting to do something. And now it's kind of taken on a little bit of a life of its own, or not a life of its own, whatever life I fucking push energy into it comes out of it, right? Like, and I'm having too much fun with it. So thanks for supporting Death.Flip, y'all. Thanks for supporting Lens Pinball, y'all. I can't wait to start shipping these prints out. They're fucking rad. All right, peace, y'all.